This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back to Evanston. It's halftime of the Huskers game with the Northwestern Wildcat, and we're delighted to be joined by Nebraska Interim President Jim Linder. Jim, it's great to see you again after a bye week last week, and I know you have another special guest. I'll allow you to do our introduction.
Thanks, Greg. I think we're all rested up, and it's great to be with you and the listeners today. I'm joined by Dr. Michael Dixon, President and CEO of UniMed. This is a corporation owned by the university. Its mission is to make sure that discoveries and inventions by our faculty actually are commercialized so they can impact as many people as possible.
Well, Michael, it's great to have you here as part of our halftime chat. Tell us more about UniMed and your role in developing new technology.
Thanks, Greg. As Jim mentioned, UniMed connects university innovations with the business community. Our goal is really to see today's ideas and discoveries developed into tomorrow's technologies and medicine. Honestly, Greg, research at the University of Nebraska Medical Center is prolific. We receive 75 to 90 new inventions every year. That's 90 new discoveries that did not exist last year, and 90 new opportunities to better diagnose, manage, or treat disease. We work with both large and small biotech companies to see those inventions developed into FDA-approved drugs and devices that not only benefit Nebraskans, but also the rest of the world. This activity is critical because the goal of every scientist and clinician at the university is to see their new discoveries developed and used to help improve our quality of life.
So you're trying to get companies to buy and further develop university research. Let's talk about how that impacts Nebraska's economy then.
Sure. So when the university research is licensed, the royalties come back to researchers and the labs that they work in, helping to fund more research and more innovative ideas. So what we really do furthers innovation in the state. Another way that UniMed promotes economic growth is by creating startup companies. In the last 3 years, we've helped create 8 new startup companies, and our startups have raised more than $10 million to support technology development. Our activity, along with startup support groups like InMotion, Straight Shot, Pipeline, and Silicon Prairie News, have organizations like CNN Money and Forbes declaring Omaha as one of the top startup hubs in the nation.
Yeah, it's really neat there. Tell us about some of UniMed's recent successes.
Absolutely. The development of new biomedical technology is a long and expensive process, often taking 8 to 10 years and more than $1 billion. That's what it takes to ensure that a new drug or device is safe and effective. I'm proud to say that several of our technologies have run the gauntlet. For example, we recently had a new malaria drug approved. Malaria isn't a major problem in Nebraska. It actually affects more than 3 million people per year and kills more than 1 million worldwide. It's a devastating disease, and our new class of drugs has the potential to be a one-dose cure. So we're really talking about UNMC research that has the potential to save millions of lives. More recently, our Center for Drug Delivery and Nanomedicine has several new technologies under development that make existing drugs better. So rather than taking 8 pills a day to manage disease, imagine if you're able to obtain the same results with one shot every month or two. By targeting drugs to the area they're most needed, they can be given less often, produce fewer side effects, and better overall results. It's really humbling to see these technologies that we only used to dream about being created at UNMC.
Yeah, it is amazing. All right, if someone is listening out there and they say, boy, I'd like to get involved. I want to learn more about this at UniMed. Is there a way for them to do that?
Absolutely. One of our goals is to make this innovative research accessible to everyone. This coming week, UniMed will be hosting a series of events on campus that are open to the public. On Tuesday, we'll have a technology demonstration day, which will feature 6 quick presentations about exciting new startups and technologies developed and invented at UNMC. Then on Thursday, we'll host the Innovation Awards, which recognize faculty, students, and staff for their inventions, patents, and licensed technology. If you're interested, please go to UniMed, that's UNEMED.com, to learn more.
Michael, thank you so much for sharing your story, and we hope people come out and take advantage of that next week.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Jim, it's great to have a wonderful guest, part of the university system, with us here today. We're back in Lincoln next week. What do you have in store for us next week?
Next week, I'll be joined by Dr. Sam Mizells, the founding executive director of the Buffett Early Childhood Institute at the University of Nebraska. On all 4 campuses, Sam and his team are working with families, schools, and other organizations to make sure all children from birth to age 8, especially those growing up in poverty, have an opportunity to be successful. Their goal is simple. They want Nebraska to be the best place in the nation to be a baby.
Wonderful. We'll look forward to that topic. Have a great week.
Thanks much.
Dr. Jim Linder, interim president at the University of Nebraska. That is our halftime chat. We have more coming up from Evanston next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.